recapping the huge year in the stock market and economy in this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Inman. It's the final week of 2025. It is always so hard to believe that another year has passed. And for the third straight year, the S&P 500 is on track to post double-digit gains. And that's only happened 8 times in the past century. In 4 of those 8 times, the index was higher a fourth straight year. As we look back on 2025, there were 2 dominant factors that drove market performance: artificial intelligence and tariffs. The optimism over AI pushed the biggest companies higher, while President Trump's April announcement of sweeping global tariffs pushed the investor panic button, even though briefly. Those, though, weren't the only notable happenings. LPL Research gives us 3 others that stand out. First, it wasn't just the United States getting in on the party. The foreign equity market was even better. Take a look at this chart. It compares the returns of the MSCI All Country World Index minus the U.S. to the Russell 3000, that's a benchmark for the entire U.S. market. Over the past 15 years, the U.S. has outperformed foreign markets in 12 of those. But in 2025, the foreign markets outperformed the U.S. market by 15%, almost doubling it. A major drive of this was weakness in the U.S. dollar. Number 2, oddities among interest rates. The Fed cut rates 3 times late this year, trimming the target range from 3.5% to 3.75%. Long-term rates, though, have held steady. The 10-year Treasury yield is still above 4%, and in fact, the Fed has cut the short-term rate by 1.75% since late 2024, but the 10-year Treasury has risen nearly 0.5% since then. And finally, a tale of 2 commodities. 2 precious metals soared to record highs in 2025. Gold is up nearly 64% year-to-date at the time of this recording, and silver has more than doubled, shooting up 122%. Oil, on the other hand, fell below $60 a barrel in December after starting the year above $73. LPL notes a softer dollar, declining real yields, and central bank demand drove gold higher. And the research team believes pullbacks in gold will happen next year, but could be seen as a buying opportunity. Central government demand will stay high. With oil prices, swelling global inventory has outpaced modest demand. Heading into 2026, OPEC is expected to make production pauses that could stabilize prices, but slower global growth, particularly in China, could stunt a meaningful rebound in oil prices. For a more in-depth look at what may happen next year, join us for an Outlook 2026 webinar coming in January.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.